This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years ago this month, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, pumped hundreds of billions of dollars into banks. The big ones have largely paid the government back, but many smaller community banks still owe the feds, and life is getting tougher for those who do. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us live to explain. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
So the bills are going up for these mainly local community banks. Why?
Yeah, well, TARP was designed so any bank would not want to stay in it long. I won't get too deep into the technical workings of it at this hour of the morning, but basically, the government did not just hand over a dump truck full of money. They gave banks funds by buying shares in the banks. In exchange, the banks have to pay the government 5% in dividends. So to motivate the banks to want out of TARP, the government said after 5 years, and that's where we are now, banks would have to pay almost double that dividend. So the community banks that haven't paid off TARP, they're pretty worried right now.
And how are community banks doing in general, though?
Well, they got some customers, new customers, during the financial crisis as people kind of rethought whether they wanted to have their money in giant banks, which got a lot of the blame for the meltdown. But Texas Tech finance professor Scott Hine says it's tough out there right now for community banks.
Many of them are in a more difficult situation than our large banks, which have recovered well from the financial crisis. And to me, that's an irony that we still need to address.
The big complaint you hear from a lot of community banks is that all the new regulations are hurting them more than the big banks. If you're J.P. Morgan Chase or Citi, you don't necessarily like all these new rules either, but at least you have these armies of lawyers and staff who can wade through all of them. Small banks say they can't afford that kind of help and they're struggling. Then the higher TARP expenses, that'll make their lives even tougher.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison, thank you.
Thanks.